We can start. Today we have one item on the agenda. Since the other item was rescheduled, the one of state liability, we will deal with it in September. In September, just before we adjourn, we will deal with the state liability. So today we will be shortlisting candidates for the information regulator. I understand the long documents that has got the criteria was circulated to all members. So we know the criteria. We must always ensure that we don't appoint or shortlist people who are public servants. That is one of them. People who are unrehabilitated, insolvent, that is the other one. People who are not citizens of the Republic of South Africa. No member of parliament should be shortlisted. And then we must not also shortlist people who have been declared to be mentally ill or unfit by a court of law. Generally, Section 41 of the Act provides that the members of the regulators must be appropriately qualified, fit and proper persons to be appointed to the regulator. A day before yesterday, we agreed that we will have maximum it will be five, so we will not pass five, even if we have less people, because we're dealing with one position of a part-time member. So we agreed that we would not exceed five members to be shortlisted, and we agreed that the interviews, when we do the interviews, they will be done over a single day, not 2 days. But we will still need to do the screening before we do the interviews. So having scratched that background, I would now invite any questions, comments before we start with the shortlisting or with the nominations of people to be shortlisted. Honorable Swart.
Thank you, Chair. I did raise my hand and I appreciate your introduction. I gave my apologies, so I missed your comments at the previous meeting when this was discussed. I just wanted clarity as to the one disqualification item in terms of Section 41G, which relates to sub 5, an office bearer or employee of any political party. I would presume that would mean an executive office bearer as well of a political party. We just need clarity on that.
I think it means what you are saying, Honorable Swart.
Thank you, Chair, for that.
Thank you very much. Honorable Hendricks had already indicated that he has some questions that he wants to ask. I will now give Honorable Hendricks that opportunity to ask questions.
Yeah, I just wanted, thank you, Honorable Chair. I just wanted to bring it to the attention of the committee that our parliamentary constituency office has received a flood of inquiries about the data breach by Experian, which has compromised the personal information of 24 million South Africans. And I was just hoping that that will form a important part of the selection, because we need to make sure that those members serving will be able to give us peace of mind that number one is that in the performance of their duties, they will ensure that such breaches don't take place. And secondly, that punitive action must be very severe against data companies like Experian and especially the major banks. And also, it'd be nice to hear, to know their views on whether such economic activity should not be prohibited. I just felt that, I would like the counsel and wisdom of the members of this portfolio committee, to address the concerns of the many complaints that our parliamentary constituent office had as soon as it was known that this breach took place, some time ago, and is now in the public domain. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Hendricks. I do think that what you have raised, also it will form part of the questions that candidates would be asked when we do the interviews. But I think it's important that this matter be given the attention it deserves, because already another member, Honorable Mufukeng, raised this particular matter. So I think it's going to be important that the responsible portfolio committees deal with this matter urgently, because 24 million IDs that are affected pose a serious personal risk to the people concerned and to the economy of our country. So I do believe that Parliament would need to take the appropriate action, considering whether such a company should not be invited to appear before one of the committees that would have a line function oversight. But we do appreciate the issues you have raised, Honorable Hendricks. And I think when we interview the candidates, we would try and put those questions the manner in which you have also raised them. So I think Christine and others who will be assisting us will have taken note of what you have raised. Thank you very much, Honorable Hendricks. Any other clarity-seeking question before we nominate?
Yes, Steve Swart, again, just very briefly.
Yes, Honorable Swart.
Okay, I just want to comment on what Mr. Hendricks has just said. I think it's a very important issue, and I do think that we might want to consider, because this is directly in the domain of the information regulator, just following what he has raised and the impact of 24 million to request the information regulator to give us a report as to what steps she is taking to investigate this. This has occurred previously, and the information regulator gave us an update where a previous data leak took place, so it falls squarely in the domain of the information regulator, and it's something to consider that we ask for an update, because I'm sure she will be instituting an investigation. This is a clear breach of the Protection of Personal Information Act. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Swart. I think we should do that on an agent basis, because I think people are quite worried about this. We don't know. Maybe your ID or my ID has been affected. We do not know. So we will deal with this matter as a matter of urgency. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Are there any further questions on the process now? On the process that we are about to embark on? None. So can we start with the shortlisting process? I've already outlined the criteria that is going to be used. Just in addition, is that we have a committee, for the purposes of this meeting, let me say we have a committee of five, that is the members of the regulator. We have the chair and four other members. Of the five, we have three that are full-time, and then two that are part-time. And if we include Professor Tanya, we had three females and two males. With the resignation of Professor Tanya, with the vacancy that we have two females and two males, and all of them with law degrees, currently those that we have with law degrees. So can I now open for nomination or yes, for nomination of members to be shortlisted? I have Honorable Rittenbach. I'm not sure whether you are greeting me or you are raising your hand.
I'm raising my hand because
So I have Honorable Breitenbach, I have Honorable Ngola, I have Honorable Swart in that order.
Honorable Wilma, okay.
Oh, I've got Honorable Velma Nivot Drachens, and then I've also Honorable Horn in that order. Can we start with Honorable Breitenbach?
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Bearing in mind the point raised by Honorable Hendricks, which I think was an important point, and having had cognizance of the CVs, I think we should try and appoint somebody who has a lot of experience with regards to ICT and personal information protection. So I nominate Professor Justine Limpitz-Law, who has the relevant and required experience. And I nominate Professor Alison Gilwald, who also has the required experience.
So it's Professor Justin and Professor Gilwald nominated by Honorable Breitenbach. Honorable Ngola.
Thank you, Chair. In the same spirit of well-qualified candidates with adequate experience, and I would like to nominate Ms. Alison Tilley.
Ms. Alison
Tilley and Ms. Katleho Dolamo.
Thank you very much, Honorable Ngola. So we have four names. We have Ms. Professor Justin Lipston, Professor Gilwald, Ms. Alison Tilley, and Ms. Katleho Dolamo. Any further nominations?
Chair Steve Swartia, I had the two names of Professor Alison Gilwald and Professor Justin Lipston as well. So I second those nominations. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Honorable Werner Horn.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Maybe just for the sake of procedure, it's Professor Justine Limpitz-Law, not Lipsich or whatever, but it's fine. I wanted to propose that we also add Dr. Pritish Dala. It is quite clear from his application and CV that he also has the relevant qualifications and experience.
So it's Professor Limpitz-Law, you're saying?
Limpitz-Law, yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. So we add Dr. Pritish Dala, Honorable Nivot Drachens.
Good morning, everyone, and good morning, Chair, again. My apologies, I had a question. I wasn't ready in the nomination process. The person who resigned, whose position we're filling, I just wanted to get her experience to know what we are filling in the regulator. And I would just like to say I support the nominations that Honorable Nola has already put forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think in the document that was circulated, a brief CV of Professor Tanya was circulated. She is a professor of law She was a researcher. She specializes in intellectual property law. That was briefly her areas of expertise. Thank you very much. Are there any further nominations? Bearing in mind that we have already reached our 5 as per our decision, but I must ask, are there any further nominations? So we have the following nominations that have been seconded. Professor Justin Lipisch, let's say Professor Justin, Professor Alison Gilward, Miss Alison Tilley, Miss Katleho Delamo, and Dr. Priti Stala. That represents the nominations that members have made. Those are the members that we would be interviewing, but firstly, they are going to be subjected to a screening process. The day before yesterday, Ms. Silkstone explained the process. It is not going to be different from the process of the Deputy Public Protector, where the names of and the CVs of the people that have been selected here now are going to be out there for public comments. We are going to be giving the public 2 weeks to make those comments. And that will also assist us when we do the interviews. If anything comes out of those public comments, we can raise it with the candidates. So, honorable members, I think that is that. We would be communicating the date for the screening. When we will start with the screening, then thereafter we would communicate dates for the interviews. Are we all happy with the process, members?
Yes.
Very happy.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Mfokeng.
I think I'm happy with the process, but I just want us to remember the observation that I made with the public protector is that our questions, as we asked them, they were public, and some of the candidates that came after, they had an advantage over the other because some members will repeat their question, and that will sometimes be something that we forget. And the other one that comes in has corrected that, especially that it was over 2 days. But I'm saying that we should also be mindful that we must have a variety of questions, a lot of them, and try not to repeat to one person unless we find that we want that answer to be, you know, we want an answer from one of the candidates. That was my observation on that.
Okay. Okay. But I think one of the advantages for this one is that we will be having it over 1 day, unlike the previous one, which was over 2 days. But we take note of what you have raised, Honorable Member. Are there any comments, further comments?
Chair, I think what Honorable Mfokeng is raising is very important. Because even if it's 1 day, one of them may be watching on at the back. So maybe I think we must find a way, Chair, of having two. I'm not sure as per time if we'll be able to conduct the interview in the parliamentary precinct or we're going to conduct it virtually. Was if we were to conduct it in the parliamentary precinct, it would have been easy because we would have created 2 rooms where others await in the other room whilst we are dealing with someone else. So that we don't create a process where the others, or else we do a set of questions where we're saying for the first round, these are the questions, for the second round, these are the questions, for the third round, these are the questions. Just maybe the secretariat would help us in terms of thinking an innovative way of ensuring that we don't allow the unfair advantage of other candidates over others. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Mola. Honorable Swart.
Chair, I want to support the previous speaker in the sense that it has been discussed in the WIPs and with the speaker in the programming that Parliament should start to turn in to normal as far as possible with due health protocols in place. So there is space for us to meet as a committee physically. We'll be less than the required 50 members. So it is something for us to consider as well. And that would then be able to ensure that the interviewees are maybe put in a separate room, which will not then enable that unfair advantage. And we would then not have to have a virtual meeting, but that is for the committee to decide. Chair, I just put it as a supporting of the one proposal of Mr. Nkwala.
Okay. I don't think that it would need a postponement. I think let's agree that we will have it. The interviews will be done physically, not virtually, so that we take into consideration the issue, the concerns that have been raised. And then we have the two rooms that would ensure that when we interview one member, others would be in the other room, where they will not have access to TVs and any other thing that would put them in an unfair advantage over the others. Do we agree, honorable members?
Yes, Chair.
Good. Thank you very much. Are there any other issues that we might have overlooked before we adjourn?
Chairperson?
Oh, Honorable Mohammed.
Sorry, my apologies, Chairperson. I had technical problems this morning. I only came right now. My apologies for only switching in now.
Okay. No, thank you very much. No problem. We will brief you about what we have discussed. Yes. Honorable members, I think that brings us to the end of the meeting. And thank you very much, honorable members. Honorable Swart, have you raised your hand?
I've lowered my hand. Thank you, Chair. My apologies. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now we have come to the end of the meeting. Thank you very much. Honorable members, you would be advised after all these processes have ensued, when are we going to meet for the interviews and the outcome of the screening? So we'll meet to get a report on the outcome of the screening and then also the date of the interviews. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Chair?
Hello?
Can you maybe stay behind with the admin team so that we can discuss a few issues?
Okay.